I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. Miley Cyrus. Yes, she makes headlines. She makes waves. She does things unapologetically. She lives life her way. Well, she also latched on to the queer community a while back, saying that she's open to dating women. She identified as pansexual, I believe, at the time. Open to anything as long as the energy was right.
Yeah.
That's kind of what she was saying for a while, right?
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
Then and she and married listen, Liam.
Then she married Liam. They were together for 10 years. Married
wait, what?
For about...
That's a long... I forgot. Wow, that went by fast.
They not married for 10 years.
But together.
Together for 10 years.
That just blew my mind.
Crazy, right?
Didn't feel that long, yeah.
And then she was famously known being with Caitlyn Carter, Brody Jenner's.
That was recent.
That was
and
just
nothing
a few weeks.
Before?
Nothing that we know of. Nothing public.
But before, she was claiming the community.
Yeah. And then she did an Instagram Live because she's dating Cody Simpson, who's a pop singer, also Australian.
He's now, cute. Let me just... Oh, wait. So she has an Australian thing?
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, though, if we went down there, I'm sure we'd have an Australian again.
So let me just say this, and also here's a little trigger warning, just because it's going to get serious. I don't subscribe to cancel culture. You know that. We talk about it all the time. Like, that's not who we are. We think everyone really should have a voice.
I have another phrase that we might want to workshop and see if it works instead of canceling Miley. But have a listen to what she said, and then we'll discuss. This is what she said on her Instagram Live video as she was having this video with him at the same time. So he was in the top right corner or whatever, and the main screen, if you were watching, it was the both of them. You could see and hear both of their conversations.
There are good men out there, guys. Don't give up. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with d**ks out there. You just got to find them. You got to find a d**k that's not a d**k, you know what I mean?
You don't have to be gay.
I know. I always thought I had to be gay because I just thought, like, all guys were evil, but it's not true. There are good people out there that just happen to have d**ks. I've only ever met one, but...
I've only ever met one?
First of all, like...
Live.
What is she eating? That's like, make your point without eating.
She was eating something, but it was very hard to listen to. But I think what was even worse was the apology, which I thought you were going to give me something good. And I came in here and I was like, oh, and you're like, oh, it's in her story. She literally, this is her apology. I'm putting in air quotes. I was talking bleep about sucky guys, but let me be clear. You don't choose your sexuality. You are born as you are. It always been my priority to protect the LGBTQ community I am a part of. Rainbow.
She's not a part of this community.
Happy Monday.
She's not a part of this community. And I'm going to tell you why it's so problematic. And then, Poppy, please, like, you speak on this as well.
Right, yeah.
But as a lesbian, my relationships have never been respected. And when I decided to leave the man that I was with to be with Lisa, I had so many men in my DMs saying, oh, you've gone to women. Let me turn you out, bitch. Like, let me come try to be the one. When Lisa and I go into public, this is not an exaggeration, at least once a week, particularly in clubs, men will come up to us and ask if we're open to threesomes because obviously we probably would like that.
And the bar staff.
The bar staff.
Treats you, even at a gay bar, when I say she's lesbian, they don't care.
The bar staff that one time sent me over a note completely disrespecting my relationship, telling me that if I ever left her and wanted a real man, he would be there. So this is the conversation that I have very often, and men often think that they can turn me out. When I hit Instagram, I put this in my story. I've never had so much engagement from lesbians and bisexual women. And they said, I'm tired of not being taken seriously. And it makes me uncomfortable when men come up to me like that. I'm also in fear of my life. One of my friends, her name is Lisa. She went to Dinosaur 2 years ago. She was standing outside with her girlfriend. She's 5'2", very little, Italian, beautiful. A man came up to her to hit on her. She said, I'm not interested. I'm a lesbian. He proceeded to beat her face in so badly that she was unrecognizable. And nobody could help her, not the women that she was with, because they're too little as well. So this is not only problematic, it's so dangerous to support the thought that, oh, I've just been waiting for some good D. You don't have to be gay. And then for Cody Simpson to laugh is so disrespectful. And then for her to hit us with, I'm still a part of this community. No, you're not. You're disrespectful. You are putting a lot of women's lives in danger with this awful rhetoric, and you are for real canceled because my girlfriends are telling their sides of the story. I'm telling you my side of the story. It's happening every day.
Yeah, she is a young lady who is very famous, who's very privileged, and doesn't really, I think, know these stories as much as she knows about trans women being killed and drag race and things like that she talks about often. Unfortunately, I have seen firsthand with you being out and having it been so eye-opening
to me. How about the woman and man that groped me?
Yep, we were at Rocco's, which is Lance Bass's gay sports bar in West Hollywood, and a married couple was there specifically to target single women, peck them away from the pack and take them home with them. It's fine if you're into that and it's consensual, but you weren't. And she walked right up to you and with two hands grabbed your breast before she said hello.
And as you said, she is a lesbian. She has a girlfriend.
She did not stop.
That seemed to turn her on even more.
Mind you, this was a woman. This is a grown woman, at least in her 40s. She's older than me. And so she should know better about consent and touching. But this idea that women just haven't met the right guy yet has been long time perpetuated. And like you said, historically met with violence, including the time where those lesbians were on the double-decker bus in the UK recently.
Yep. Yep.
And these gentlemen wanted them to perform acts for their pleasure while they're just trying to get home after a night out. And when they didn't do what the men wanted to see, because their coalition must have been lesbian pornography, then the women, unfortunately, got bashed by these men for not complying with what a man wanted to see a lesbian do.
And let me say this. I'm going to reference the movie Boys Don't Cry, but this is a story that also very much happens. You know, men get very upset if they're left for another woman. That has been known to happen as well. And so, not even to quote the movie, but in it, he was so angry that he raped Tina Brandon.
That's right.
And it was a real story.
That's right.
And she died. They killed her.
Yeah, he died.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It was an actress who played him, but yes.
Right. So you have to understand that we're going through that as well.
Yes,
like
100%.
Men not only want to physically abuse women, they want to sexually abuse them because they're angry that a woman could pleasure another woman and there's no need for them.
And there's no part for them in that space.
Yeah.
I will say this is an under-talked about issue, and so I'd love for you to talk about this more because we should continue this conversation going, because as hate crimes go up, and now we're seeing more lesbian hate crimes than I think I've ever noticed before. And I feel like I've been following all the big queer websites forever, but I feel like because we are where we are on the world platform in terms of the level of proud intolerance that people have now, mm-hmm. you're going to start seeing, sadly, spikes in this kind of behavior. I think it's important to educate people. It's important for people to have an understanding of consent before touching someone, and respecting and honoring relationships that don't look like yours. You know, I think that's really important. I think we're good on Miley. We don't accept your apology. And the new phrase I'm coining is, Miley, you're on timeout. I'm not canceling you yet because I think that you're a young girl who's in the bubble of her fame and drugs and whatever you do. But get it right. Hopefully in a couple days, you'll recognize, this is 24 hours in. Hopefully in a couple days, you'll realize the error of your ways. Now, after my timeout, if you don't come out with a more appropriate apology or do something that understands and highlights what you just shared, you're canceled.
But she knows better. She got in trouble for cultural appropriation during the time that she was dancing with Robin Thicke.
The twerking
things. Black community was so upset with her. This is not her first go around with issues like this.
Do you think she thinks because she's, quote, a part of the community, which I don't know how, but she thinks that she is... as she's allowed?
Well, this is another conversation. I'm tired of people benefiting off of calling themselves queer, pansexual, and bisexual just to make a coin, which is a whole nother conversation.
Queer baiting, they call it.
Queer baiting at its finest.
Yeah.
I don't accept your apology, and you are canceled
what
to me.
What did I say?
You are putting women's lives in danger, and it is a serious topic
what
to me.
What did I say yesterday? I was like, it turned my stomach. I feel betrayed. I feel like she lied. And the way it just came off her tongue so easily, she was like, you don't have to be gay. There's another way.
I'm put it in an Instagram story that's going to delete in 24 hours?
We knew that she was pansexual. So, it's just a very bizarre topic. It makes it seem like her feelings originally were not that obvious. Were not that authentic, rather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.